email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Good afternoon, Daniel O'Donnell.
Hello, Ray. How are you doing?
Listen, you're creating a bit of a story. You're making waves on social media today with your new video.
Literally making waves.
Listen, yeah. It's down at the la-di-da. We're going to play a bit of it and then we'll have a chat. Okay, here it goes.
Okay. Down at the la-di-da, there's a perfect margarita in a mason jar. At the end of the world in a sea of dreams, where the ocean smiles and the seagulls scream. We all know just how lucky we are.
Hands in the air! There we go, side to side. Everyone land. That sounds like it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. It is. I think it's going to be your biggest hit ever. I'm not joking.
Do you know, Ray, I have Ronan Collins to thank, really, because I was in the car one day just during the summer and Ronan played Jimmy Buffett singing the song. I had never heard it before.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it. It just came on, or maybe I turned on when it was on, because I didn't hear him introducing it. And I thought it was a singer from home that had a new record out. And I thought, my first thought was, oh God, why didn't I get that before anybody else? You know, because I would never record something. I thought it was maybe one of the young singers that had a new record out, you know. But I thought, God, this is going to do really well for them. And then when he finished, he said that was a Jimmy Buffett track. And I thought, well, Jimmy Buffett wouldn't care what I did, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I can record that. And I immediately contacted everybody, Kieran, my manager, and the producer of the album, and said I had another song that I wanted to record, even though the album was finished. And we went ahead and did it. And then there's a couple of lads up at home. They have a company called React Productions who make videos, Sean Dugan and Kieran McCann. And they had contacted me before COVID to see about doing this video that they had an idea for a different song.
Mm.
And I was said, sure, we'll do it, because they're very creative. And then that was all obviously wasn't possible because there were going to be a lot of people involved in it. So when we did this, I said, why don't we contact Kieran and Sean to see would they be able to do a video for this? And it is totally their idea what we see on the video. I had nothing to do with it, you know, other than I was there, obviously.
Yeah, it's a dream world. It's a dream world.
It's a dream world.
Yes, and it's down at the La-di-da, which is one of those beach huts that you get your large, colourful cocktails in with an umbrella and a straw. I'll tell you, I'll be smiling for the rest of the week as a result of it. And I see it's like over 40,000 views already, and it's only up a couple of days. So this is going to be big.
Well,
Daniel,
you know, when I first saw it, I just smiled too.
Yeah.
You know, nothing to do with me. I just looked at me and thought, oh my God, this is just so much fun.
Yeah.
And like we're on tour in England and we're doing the song. And the song itself is so catchy, you know. And it would be lovely. I mean, I'd love if it was a hit, it would be super obvious.
The only thing your fans would be a little bit disappointed about is that you didn't don a Hawaiian, one of those, you know, those little skirts
Did I not go far enough with the grass skirt? God bless.
It's great because you're water skiing, you're all sorts of things. And it's part of the album you mentioned is Daniel O'Donnell 60, because December the 12th this year, Daniel O'Donnell, you will be 60.
I know. This is a lovely 60th birthday present to have, you know, a bit of excitement over a song and a video.
Yeah.
And the album obviously is out, and we're here on tour in the UK, and it's doing well in the charts. You know, the Adele has an album out, Coldplay, the Beatles,
and
we're all up in the top five. I mean, I just can't believe that all these names are being mentioned along with mine in the charts.
Yeah.
But Adele passed me. I was at 3, and now Adele is actually after pushing me down
to 4. How dare she?
But you never know now in Ireland, we might get a bit further up with the Landy Day.
But it's odd.
So it is available at home too, you know, that's in the shops at home. So,
but there's a connection there between yourself and Adele. Her album is called 30, and you're Daniel Donnell 60. Yeah.
I know. I have two 30s.
Yeah, two 30s.
I said to the people, I joke with the audience saying about, you know, Adele having 19 and 21 and 25, and now she is 30. And I says, I have 60. I says, that means, I says, when I was 30, she was nothing.
What about hitting 60? Is that a big thing in your life, or it's just a number, or what?
I don't mind at all. I'm just delighted to be, you know, to be 60, you know, because to be well and be happy and doing what I'm doing. And, you know, I've been very lucky throughout my life. And we just had another grandchild on the 7th of October, a wee boy called Luke, Siobhan and Gavin. So we have Archie and Olivia and Luke. And, you know, it's just great to have them too. You know, the laddie da is one thing, but boy, the joy you get from them is surpasses any dada.
Yeah, well, to be at your age and be so healthy, and you're looking very fresh in the video as well, and to have, you know, be able to enjoy your grandchildren. How's Magella and the rest of the family?
Magella's great, yeah. She's probably listening. Her and Marion, her mother, is living with us, so they're listening in Donegal. I'm in Carlisle.
Right.
We have a show here tonight. And then after we finish here in the UK, we're away to America, to Branson, and we'll be there till December, you know.
Yeah.
So hopefully, Killarney is our next dates at home in August. So hopefully by then, everything, please God, I know it's we've got another setback, I suppose, this week, and opening things up. But hopefully by next summer that things will be, you know, we'll be able to...
Yeah, fingers crossed.
And sing down at the laddie dance.
Exactly, they know all the words by then as well. They'll be able to sing along with you. Yeah,
not
yeah.
hard to learn it, you know. It's you know, so catchy. And, you know, Paul Brady was one of the writers.
Yes, I was going to mention that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know all this. I just heard the song, and I just thought, this song is super. And that was, honestly, I thought, oh, why didn't I get that first? Because I really thought it was some young singer.
Yeah.
And I thought, sure, Jimmy Buffett won't mind. And sure, he'll make a few pound too.
Yes, and Paul Brady will as well. He's sort of rubbing his hands together. Listen, Dolores McKenna was on. My son played that song on video yesterday to his primary school class, and they loved it.
And I thought children would like it too, you know.
Yeah.
They'll enjoy the fun of somebody at my age doing the silly things that's on the video, I would say.
You're up for the, you're always up for the crack, Daniel Donnell, and thanks so much for taking our call today.
I must say, the boys that did the video, React Production, not that I'm promoting them, I have nothing to do with them other than I know them. They are just so talented.
And
I think
job.
Whatever about my future, their future is going to be huge.
Yeah. So down at the Laddie Da, LADEDAH, just when they're putting it into the search engine, Daniel.
Uh-huh.
And I see you're trending on YouTube music-wise. You're in the top 20 trending music, so it's all good.
Lovely.
Great talking to you. Good luck with the gig tonight.
All right,
stay safe.
You,
mind yourself. Bye, 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 bye. La, 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 la.
Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.